do you think you guys need to do in order to make things different this time around in the postseason?
Yeah, I think, one, have a good week of practice, making sure that what we're putting into the game plan, guys are understanding it and going out there and practicing hard. And then when we get on the field on Sunday, just trusting in the game plan, trusting in each other, and have fun playing the game.
As this whole Chiefs and Bills matchup kind of started with the 2020 championship game, what do you remember from that game itself? And there's been a lot between now and then with your team.
You always remember the feeling of not pulling through. You know, that sticks with you for a while, and it really doesn't leave. But again, I think every year that you go through in this league, you learn more things about yourself, about your team, about the game of football. You know, we're just grateful and humbled to have another opportunity at it. It's another week that we get to play, because really there's only four teams playing right now. So we look at that, and, you know, we just love the opportunity that we have.
Does this team take on the persona of the city? And if so, what does that mean?
I think so. You know, and it's kind of hard to put into words. But, you know, typically when people think of Buffalo, they think of what's going on right now, the snow and the cold. And, you know, you got to be pretty tough to be in a place like this. And we feel like we've got guys, you know, in this locker room that maybe haven't gotten all the recognition that they deserve. You know, coming here on their last leg maybe of their career, and just coming here and trying to prove something to not just the world but to themselves. And I think that's pretty cool and pretty special in this locker room. It's such a tight-knit group. We hang so much around each other outside of the facility as well, and just a lot of love in this locker room, a lot of love in the city.
You guys have done such a week like this.
Say again?
What are the emotions of a week like this?
Again, I think it's maybe changed since I've gotten in the league. And you know, early on, it was maybe anxiousness and eagerness, and while that's maybe still there a little bit, but also gratefulness to be back in this situation of having a chance to play in the Super Bowl. But obviously, you had to go put in the work and not cheat it, and you know, put your best foot forward to give yourself a shot.
Earlier, Sean talked about how your team and the Chiefs have both evolved kind of over the years. How have, to stay relevant, to stay one of the heavyweights in the AFC, how have you seen the Chiefs kind of change what they do?
I think it's really similar to kind of what I feel like we've adopted this year. And again, they control the ball extremely well. They don't make bad decisions. Obviously, Patrick is one of the greatest to ever play the game. You know, and they're one of the greatest teams to ever be assembled, you know, going for a three-peat. And that's what everybody wants to be in this league, is to have the sustained success that they've had. But again, they play great situational football. They understand when it's time to go and when it's time to kind of fend off someone. So, again, that's what we're aiming to be.
You talked about being anxious back then. How much do you think all these experiences have helped you personally? Maybe more prepared as part of your development?
Yeah, just understanding how the week's going to be, understanding the emotions and the feelings that you're going to feel throughout the week. You know, when you're trying to sleep and that's all you can think about, because it is. It's all I think about right now is just trying to put my best foot forward and win this football game. But at the same time, I've said this a few times throughout the year, of having a talk with Von Miller before the year and just being okay with whatever happens throughout the season. Sometimes the ball's going to roll the opposite way from you. Sometimes it's going to bounce into your arms, and you know, just taking advantage of every opportunity that comes our way. And you know, this is a fun game to play in, I'll tell you that.
How big, Josh, does ball security become, especially in a game where you're facing a team that's kind of the mirror of yourself when it comes to, you know, maintaining the ball?
Yeah, I think it's a huge huge aspect of the game. And you know, there was a stat throughout this last weekend where the teams that got outgained all still won the game because they won the turnover margin. Maybe there wasn't one game, but that shows the importance of how much each and every drive matters in the playoffs. And that's something that I feel like I've learned throughout the years, is just making sure that, you know, especially in the first and second quarter, let's not do anything to hurt ourselves. Give ourselves a chance in the third or fourth. And, you know, that's no different than now. And again, we just got to have a good week of practice, and you know, it's going to come down to who executes on Sunday.
Josh, how do you
going off that,
in the last drive in the fourth quarter, 3 minutes to go, third down, you get stopped. There looked like there was a moment where you thought about laddering the ball back to James Cook. Did that go through your head?
No.
Would young Josh Allen have done that?
He would have done it, yes. It may have crossed the mind, but yeah, I didn't do it.
Process in that moment when you're like, should I pitch a straight out? Like, what goes through?
I mean, there's a lot that goes through your mind in such a short amount of time. I felt like I was kind of being held up for 5 seconds where I looked at him and I saw him in position, knew how far he was away, also felt someone to the right with his hand kind of in the window where I would have to pitch it. And just, yeah, the good guy won over here. So,
Josh, where does your leadership come from?
I think maybe just the approach to the game that I have, and making sure that I'm, again, spending as much time in the facility as I can, and hanging with the guys as much as I can, but at the same time, being as level-headed in myself that I can be. And I think that's the most important thing that you can be as a leader is yourself, and that's all I try to be.
You talked about the balancing act of your mindset and acknowledging the moment but not letting it overtake you. How do you kind of share that with some of your younger teammates who this is the biggest stage they will have played in?
I think just making sure that they understand that this doesn't happen all the time for every team, of being in a moment like this. There's a lot of guys that have played a lot of years in this league that have never played in the playoffs, let alone an AFC championship game, and making sure that, you know, they're enjoying the moment as well. I think you can get very consumed into this, but at the end of the day, we're playing football. It's the same kids game that I grew up loving, and I'm just very, again, grateful to be here.
Just a comment about Bills fans rallying in support of Mark Andrews after some of the harsh criticism he took over what happened in that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that speaks volumes of what Bills Mafia in Western New York's all about, and I think that, you know, time and time again, they continue to show how awesome they are, and I think it should be, every fan base should be envious of what Bills Mafia has, and the love and support that we get from them is second to none. It's a spectacular place to be, I'll tell you that.
Familiarity can sometimes be a good thing, but I wonder, is it sometimes a bad thing? Does it sometimes become like, I don't know, maybe you're trying to overthink things because you know you guys have played them so often. Like, how do you approach playing a team that you've played more than like anybody else?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like a division game. I feel like we've played them just as much as we've played the guys in our division. And, with that comes familiarity, new wrinkles here and there throughout the game. But, you know, they know who we are. We know who they are. And it literally just comes down to who executes well on Sunday. We can put all these plays in and expect one thing, and they can throw a wrinkle and do something completely different, and vice versa. So, again, just trust your rules, trust the guys on the field, and just play football.